Thank you, Mrs. Chair. Since Jack kind of invited me to comment on my comments, I just wanted to make clear that for me, it seems to be crucial to have a wording throughout the guidelines that makes it very clear, as you just said, that they are not binding. We might even find other description for them other than guidelines. And I refer to passages where in the introduction it says that some countries refrain from asking for tax exemptions, and in other parts that most countries don't ask for them anymore. So we have to be aligned with this a bit. My biggest concern, however, is that in the guidelines, and I'm only talking in, for the matter of direct taxation, there are principles, international recognized principles described. I wonder a bit of whether this term is correct, because it reflects what is in the models, and the models are the models, so I wouldn't, I'm not quite sure whether I would call them international taxation standards, having in mind that both models deviate from each other. But my biggest concern is that if those principles are taken into the framework agreement and transported into the framework agreement between the donor and the recipient country, it might, A, in cases where we have a tax treaty, interfere with the rules of existing tax treaties. And in cases where there doesn't exist a treaty yet, in further negotiation or in negotiations about a tax treaty afterwards, it might cause a problem, because I would ask for a certain time test for the constitution of a permanent establishment under paragraph 3 of Article 5. And then the head of delegation of the other state would say, okay, I understand your point, but I'm bound by these principles, those guidelines, which say that it should be only 6 months. So I see a strong interference with existing and future tax treaties. Thank you.